Zeichen nicht was Avi Mori Yachem und Zol Pilchus, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Shein, was Yeshua Falak. As we're about to begin the Kinos, a couple of introductory remarks we'd like to make. In thinking about the Kinos, you look at the first word of the Kinos. Shovas. If you look in the Art Scroll translation here, everything came to a standstill. Whereas when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a certain level of Aliyah, Beruchnius. There was a certain excitement of Avodas Hashem. And then Shovas. Everything came to a standstill. And that is what we're mourning. We know that the Navi Zechariah says, V'nasati l'cha malachim bein ha'omdim ha'ela, that a person, a human being, is called a holech, because he's constantly moving. He's constantly progressing. A holech. A malach is called an omed, because it's as holy as the angels are, the malachim are. They don't have higher madregas to go to. A human being is a constant movement, a holech. And the Churban Habayis, shovas. Everything, as the Art School Center Kinos translates, everything came to a standstill. And that is our goal in life. That in this world, we have to be holchim. And the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerbi Yavne, he always used to say, the word of the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Orachayim Lamala Lamaskil Lamansur Mishol Mata. The simple pshat is the Orachayim Lamala Lamaskil, you have to go higher, so you shouldn't go lower. So the Rosh Yeshiva always comment, and it's the idea of this of the Vilna Gaon, is why do you have to go higher, not to go lower? What about just a standstill? Orachayim Lamala Lamaskil. You have to go higher, so you shouldn't go lower. What about the middle thing? Just shavas. So he said from there, says the Vilna Gaon, and Rosh Yeshiva always would say over this vort, and it's in the Vilna Gaon on Mishlei, that in Ruchnius, if you're not going up, then you're going down. There's no such thing as a standstill. And Rosh Yeshiva would always explain that by the Mizbeach was the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach. And a ramp is also, you go up a ramp, so a ramp is either, you throw a ball up a ramp, it's either going up or going down. On a ramp is not, on flat earth, you can have a standstill. On a ramp, it's either going up or going down. And that's our goal. And without the Beis HaMikdash, so even though we could go up, we still have, Gemara says that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ladal Amo Shel Halacha Bilvad, which is nothing, not a small thing, that Baruch Hashem, we still have the Dalat Amo Shel Halacha. But compared to what we could have, it's also considered like a standstill. The Rosh Yeshiva always would quote the din of the Ir Miklat, that they, Talmud that was Chayiv Golus, the Rebbe would go into Golus with the Talmud. Because the Pasuk says, V'chei achicha imach. The Pasuk says that V'chai, not V'chei achicha imach is the wrong Pasuk. V'chai. Al-Chaz harim ha'ela v'nas al-Chaz harim ha'ela v'chai. Ovid li chiyusa. That you need chiyus. So the Rosh Yeshiva would always ask, but there weren't Talmidei Chachamim in the Ari Miklat and the Ari Halevim. Stama, there were. But he said, but your Rebbe, you're used to learning, so you're going to learn on a better level. So not being able to learn on that level is the difference between Chaim and Mavis. And that's what Rav Goldberg Satzal would always say over. So looking at the beginning of this, of Shovas, things come to a standstill. And that happens in life. You know, people get paralyzed. They get paralyzed. We see, you know, fortunately with COVID, there was a lot of, the world was in upheaval. And there was obviously reason for that. And there was things that we had to be cautious about and we still have to be cautious about, etc. But then sometimes some people are still needing a little chizuk to move on, to move on. You know, of course you have to move with caution, but you can always say, okay, it's this, so therefore I'm not going to continue growing and continue to do things, etc. It's the shovas. That's the paralysis. And without the Beis HaMikdash, we have that. And sometimes it's hard to relate to the Churban HaBayis because we never lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But everyone in his own life has ups and downs. You know, Rav Volbi and the Ali Shor quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, you may ava and you may sinna. You know, the times that we have Islavos and we're going and we're steiging and we're moving, and sometimes where you may sinna, what the Hasidish Svarim call the Godless Mochin and Katnus Mochin, different attitudes and different times in life. And Tisha B'Av, on one hand, is called a Moed. We don't say Tachanun, it's a Moed. Because eventually it's the time that's going to be nefach l'sason ul simcha, and the Chasam Sofer says, interesting, tzom harvi, tzom, the pasuk says in Zechariah, tzom harvi, tzom hachamishi, tzom hashvi, tzom hasiri, l'sason ul simcha. So ask the Chasam Sofer, so what about Tisha B'Av Shenidcha? So which day is going to be l'sason ul simcha? He says, the tzom, not the Tisha B'Av that year, but the day that we fasted. Meaning today. Bez Hashem is going to be the Sosan of Simcha because today is the day that we're going to reflect on Shovas, on things coming to a standstill and how in our lives we want to change this. And that's what Rav Naftali of Rapshit says. Sheyebana Beis HaMikdash, how do you build a Beis HaMikdash? Bimheira v'yameinu. Every day in our life that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now we're not having a standstill. That's another brick towards the Beis HaMikdash. Bimheira v'yameinu, with our days. And that's what we have to be mechazak ourselves every day in our life. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with days. He could have just made it one continuum. You know, just day or night or whatever. Every day, it's its own unit. And we have to focus on every day. What was the accountability of today? Was it a day of Shavas, or was it a day of Halicha? And Be'ez Hashem, with this in mind, Hashem says, he sees that we have this attitude, then Be'ez Hashem, he'll foster to bring the real Geula, with the real Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll be able to even reach higher levels that we couldn't have reached before. So we'll go through the keynotes. And we, you know, every once in a while you can stop, even the keynotes we go slow, but sometimes you want to focus and go even slower, so you'll catch up, don't worry. And Be'ez Hashem, we should have a meaningful opportunity to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there shouldn't be a Shavas anymore, but we should continue to be Holchim for many years to come with the ultimate goal of bringing the Beis HaMikdash in Beirut.